Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again or wherever that you're at. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, a reach in the world for Christ. So we're thankful to have you out there listening to us tonight. So if you want to be a part of this service, why, call in on 310-742-1759. And we'll put you right on the line with us. That's 310-742-1759. We're speaking tonight about Be Ye Holy, for I Am Holy. So you can join in with us, and we'll just talk the Bible and have a prayer request and everything. If you got a prayer request, want to make them known, why, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line there with us, and we'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So we want to say that we're going to be having a street service in Madisonville, Tennessee, here by the courthouse on September the 27th and 28th. That's a Friday and a Saturday night at 7 o'clock. I want everybody to bring your lawn chair and just come out and just worship the Lord with us in spirit and in truth, and we'll just have a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost service in downtown Madisonville, Tennessee, here between the red lights. So you can just come and bring your lawn chairs, and you won't have to worry about no cars or nothing, because we're going to have the road blocked. We're just going to worship the Lord. We're looking forward for people being saved, people being sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, looking forward for the sick be made whole. So just call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you right on the line with us, sir. So have you got a song ready? Okay. If you got your Bibles, want to turn with us to Leviticus 19 and verse 2, it says, "Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." And now let's look into Leviticus 20 and verse 7 and verse 8. It says, "Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord, which sanctify you." You know, praise God. I want us to think here just for a few minutes on the 19th chapter and verse 2 of Leviticus. There it said, "Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." You know, praise God. That's what the Lord is looking for today. He's looking for people to be holy. He's looking for people, praise God, that will sanctify themselves and be holy, be pure, be perfect. I know people says that it's impossible to be perfect, but God's word tell us here that we shall be holy. And if we're holy, my friend, then we're going to be perfect. We're going to be perfect in the eyes of God. I tell you what, there's too many people today running around hollering, "I'm in the flesh." My friend, if you're in the flesh, you cannot please God, because the flesh is an enemy to God. And to be a friend of this world is to be an enemy of God. He's wanting us to be ye therefore perfect, even as our Father which is in heaven perfect, according to Matthew 5:48. I tell you what, it's time that people start being like the Lord wants them to be if they want to make heaven their home. If people want to go to heaven, they're going to have to start keeping the Lord's commandments. I've never seen no place where God's word ever give any man a chance to sin. I know people says, long as I'm in this flesh, I've got to sin a little bit more or less every day. My friend, you're not a Christian. If you have to practice sin, you're not a child of God. Because Jesus, he said that we was to be Christ-like. And he was a man just like you and I. He was tempted by all points and by all views and by all the sins as you and I are tempted by, but yet without sin. I know people says, well, he was God. Yeah, he was God, but praise God, when he was in the flesh, he had the opportunity to sin just like you and I did, because the devil come to him and he tried his best to deceive the Lord. He tried his best to get him. He took him up onto the mountain and he said, if you would, praise God, he said, look down in there. He said, I will give you all of that if you'll just worship me. And the Lord said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He said, it's written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He's telling us, praise God, that we've got to be holy. We've got to be dedicated. We've got to serve the Lord, Jesus Christ, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. And we've got to serve him with everything, hallelujah, that we have got. I tell you what, if we walk in the Spirit, the Word says that we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if we walk in the flesh, then we're going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Then we're going to be an enemy to God. Let's look into Hebrews 12 and verse 14 there. It said, follow peace with all men and wholeness without no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. He's telling us here, praise God, if we want to make heaven our home, he said we have to follow peace with all men and with wholeness without no man shall see the Lord. That's what's wrong with the world today. They're trying to say that they're a Christian. They're trying to live a double life. And the Word tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And he said, don't let him think he has anything from God. Because, my friend, God does not bless sin. He will not okay sin. If we are okay in sin, then we are an enemy to God, because God's looking for people to be holy. He's looking for people to be pure like. He's looking for people like old Job was. Job, he was a perfect and upright man. He feared the very appearance of evil. Praise God, he did not fall along with evil because he feared it. He turned away from it. He stayed away from sin. Praise God. And I tell you what, God is looking for you and I today to stay away from sin. Don't have no part of sin. He's looking for people today to be undefiled. Hallelujah. With sin. Let's look into Second Corinthians 7 and verse 1. It says, having therefore this promise, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting wholeness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. That's what God is telling us to do. He's telling us to perfect ourselves. Be pure. Hallelujah. Be holy if we want to make heaven our home. He's not going to okay us to get out here and to stumble around in the sins of this world and do the things of this world. God is looking for people, hallelujah, and made themselves pure and holy. Praise God. Let's look into Romans 1 and verse 4. It says, and declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of wholeness by the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, Jesus is a man. Hallelujah. He was resurrected from the dead, and he was pure. Praise God. And I tell you what, he's expecting you and I to be pure. If we stand before God with sin in our life, we're going to hear him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. Hallelujah. It's time that people start turning their lives to God. It's time that people start understanding what the Word says. People says, well, I can read it, but I can't understand it. My friend, it's a spiritual, it's a natural, it's anointing of the Holy Ghost that we need in our lives, that we can understand what thus saith God. Let's look into Ephesians 5 and 25 and 27. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify the and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Hallelujah. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. That's what the Word is looking for. That's what God is looking for, just what we just read. He's looking for a church without a spot, without a blemish, without any wrinkles, without anything. Hallelujah. He's looking for somebody that has got their sins under the blood, and they're snow white, because, hallelujah, God is a God that is a pure and a holy and undefiled. Hallelujah. And there ain't going to be no sin in heaven, because if they were, he wouldn't have casted Satan and his angels out, because he would have left them up there. But my friend, he laid a hold on Satan and one third of them angels, the fallen angels. He cast them out because praise God, of sin. Hallelujah. That's what he done, and that's what he'll still do today. And he ain't going to accept sin into the kingdom. We're going to have to be pure. We're going to have to be holy. We're going to have to be dedicated. We're going to have to be as God would have us to be if we want to make heaven our home. If we want to look after the blood of Jesus, we're going to have to be pure and undefiled. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight. I praise God tonight. I can testify of being pure. My spirit, hallelujah, is pure before God. I thank God tonight. If you're born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, when he looks down, he sees you. He sees you through the blood of Jesus. He sees your sins snow white. He don't see you as a sinner. People says, well, I'm a sinner to save by grace. I differ with them because I got saved. My friend, I'm not just a sinner saved by grace because God forgave me of my sins. He washed my sins away as snow white. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight. Praise God that I am a child of the King, that I know Jesus, that I know him as a personal Savior. Praise God. Let's look into 1 Peter 1:15-16. But as he which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversations, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. Jesus said it's written, be ye holy, for I'm holy. He's looking for people that will be holy. He's looking for people be pure. He's looking for people, hallelujah, that has the Lord on their side, that stands before God and says, Lord, you are the King. You are the priest. You are the high priest, hallelujah, that we can look at and that we can go to and call upon him at all times. And he will hear, he will answer. Praise God, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, that we can confess Jesus Christ to being our Savior before this lost and dying world, that he is the Son of God, that he is the one, hallelujah, that come from heaven and hung and bled and died on the cross, that we can have life and have it more abundant. I praise God, hallelujah. Let's look into 2 Peter 3:15-16. And according that an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him that have written unto you, as also in all the epistles speak in them of these things, in which are some things having to be understand, which they that are unlearned, unstable, read at this, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight for this word that we're reading here. Praise God. I'm glad tonight that we know, hallelujah, that we can go to the Word of God and that we can find the truth out of the Word of God. Praise God. Let's look into Hebrews 7:25 and 26. Wherefore he is able also to give to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the mediator between man and God, and he's the one, hallelujah, that we cry out to whenever we got a problem. He's the one that we go to whenever we got a problem, and he goes to the Father, and he makes intercession for us. He gets it all cleared up. I praise God tonight, hallelujah, that I can go to the high Savior. I thank God tonight that I can go to the man. I praise God that hung and bled and died on the cross, that I could have this life. I tell you what, without him, I'd be a man of most miserable. But praise God, I've got a Savior tonight that is standing on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for us. I praise God that we can go to him at all times and say, Lord, have mercy on me, for I'm down here in trouble. Just send an angel by my way, and he will send an angel, my friend, to deliver us. The Bible tells us over there, I believe in Psalms, it said that the poor man cried, and God heard him, and he delivered him out of all of his troubles. I thank God tonight that we have got a God that hears us, that we've got a God that will answer our calls whenever we call out on him. He hears our prayers, hallelujah. He tells me that he hears me when I call up on him. Praise God. I thank God tonight that I can call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will answer, hallelujah. He will come on the scene. He will deliver us out of our troubles and out of our sorrows, out of our headaches. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Praise God. Let's look into Matthew 5 and 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, if you're pure in heart, then you're going to see God. But if you're not pure in heart, you'll not see God. Because the Bible said, we just read it there in Matthew 5 and verse 8. It said, be ye therefore, blessed are the poor in the blessed are they pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. Sorry about that, but praise God. I was thinking about Matthew 5:48. It said, be ye therefore perfect, even as my Father which is in heaven perfect. And if we got a perfect heart, my friend, then we can have a pure, undefiled religion. We can have a pure heart that will please God, and we'll be able to see God. But we're going to have it just like Matthew 5 and 8 says, blessed are they pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's what God is telling us there tonight, that we're going to have that pure in heart, that we see him. I thank God tonight that we got to cry out to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me, for I'm in trouble. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight that we can look to the author and the finisher of our faith, and God is able to answer. Praise God. Let's look into 2 Peter 1 and 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, our holy, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Ghost moved upon the men of the old time. The praise God. The holiness, the holy man of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. I thank God tonight. Oh, hallelujah. We got a call in there. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Oklahoma, I didn't wish I was being on, Brother Yulewood. I've been listening, brother. Well, I was enjoying them scriptures. That's the word of God. Man, obey him, he'll be all right.
Yeah, go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Well, I just listening and enjoying it, and thought I'd call in and, you know,
well,
talk a little while to tell her.
We're speaking tonight on Be Ye Holy, for I Am Holy.
Well, we know what we are, but I know what the Lord made me. The Bible says my righteousness are filthy rags, but he made me a saint of God. I'm not a sinner no more. I'm a saint, praise God. I'm one of his own. I'm a child of the King. And,
amen.
He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, and I'm part of that, amen, and he supplies
amen.
My every need, whatever it may be, and I praise God for that. You know, a lot of people pray and then just go on about their business and worry about it, but I think when we pray, we ought to just thank the Lord for the answer and go on like it's already answered, because it's going to be some way,
amen.
Somehow he'll answer our petition. We bring them before him if we believe. Obviously, we've got to have faith. And if we
amen.
Don't have the faith, the Bible says, if we don't put it to work, it's dead. So we got to put it to work. And the more we believe, the more we can have. Because we're the King's kids. Amen. Amen. And he
amen.
Loves us. And we got to dwell on that, believe that. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, people look at the way we do sometimes. And we need to do that all the time because some people, we're the only Bible they read. And if we
amen.
Claim to be Christians, let's be Christians. Amen. Let's
amen.
Don't be a Sunday morning Christian. Live like hell on Monday. We got to live it every day.
Amen.
And, I thank the Lord when he saved me. He changed me. He made me
amen.
A new creature. Praise God. And he wrote my name in that Lamb Book of Life. Hallelujah. I'm one of his own now, and he watches after me. And like you said a while ago, he's got angels around me. And there ain't nothing going to happen to me the Lord don't know about. And I
amen.
Thank God for that. You know, there's a poor little old preacher on the radio the other day talking about things that happens that people say the devil caused it, the bad thing. Whatever, God don't cause bad things. Every bad thing comes your way, it's other devil.
Amen.
I mean, you know, the people need to read the Bible, know what he said. And
right.
Just like Job, God didn't bring a whole lot of trouble on Job. No devil did.
That's
now
right.
God let it happen. And you know, it was because the old devil told God he'd get Job cursing to his face, but he never did. Now,
amen.
Jonah, he ran from God. He was
yes.
a holy man. But he disobeyed God. That's the reason bad things happen to him. If you disobey
amen.
God, the Lord's chastening you. He loves us. We don't whip our children because we hate them. We whip them because we love them. And that's the same
amen.
Way God is toward us. And I praise God for his love and his care. And that's great love for us. And so I'll get on and let somebody else get on. And you'd hope to get 100 calls tonight. So take it back to you, and God bless you, brother.
God bless you, Brother Bobby. Glad you called in there. So we'll let Tim sing a song here, and then I'll go back into the Word here in a minute. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you'd like to be a part of this service tonight, call in on 310-742-1759 and just be a part of it here, and we'll put you right on the line here with us, and we'll just... minister to the whole world, and just thank God for the ones that's calling in. And just thank God for what he's doing across the land, across this world here. And I just praise God. Just call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll just worship the Lord together. So, if you, okay, we're going to go to Brother Tim, let him sing. The Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. So if you got your Bible, why don't you turn in to Hebrews 7 and verse 26. I'm going to let my wife read that for us.
For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heavens.
Amen. Praise the Lord. See, that's what I was saying there a while ago. Jesus separated from sinners. And you know the word a Christian first began in Antioch, and it become a Christian meant that we was to be Christ-like. And that means, my friend, that we are a child of the King, as Brother Bobby was saying there a while ago, and we don't have sin in our life. The Bible says for us to be pure, to be holy, to be dedicated. That's why that we're ministering tonight, and the title of the message is, Be Ye Holy, for I'm holy. That's what the Lord is saying, and he's talking to you and I. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. I tell you what, there's too many people today saying that they're a child of the King, but they ain't living a holy life. They've got their sins defiled between them. And the Word tells me that our sins would separate us from the love of God. Sin, my friend, will separate you, and it will cause God to turn his face away from you, and he won't hear you without your crying out to him to repent of your sins. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I see we've got another call in here, 937. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, this is Brother Green. I just came in. I've been busy today, and we got somebody come look at our house tomorrow to try to sell it. So just y'all pray about that. I ain't had a chance to listen in to hear what's been said or nothing. It's good to be on here, though. But just let me listen in a minute and see what's going on. Is that all right?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Praise
okay.
God. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
So, let's see here. Let's look into 2 Peter 1 and 21. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, praise God, the holy men of God, they moved as the Holy Ghost spoke to them. They moved, Noah moved by fear because God spoke to him and told him to build an ark. And he went and went to work on that ark. He went to building that ark to save him and his family. Praise God, he was a perfect and he was a pure, he was an undefiled man of God. He found favor. He found grace in the eyes of God. I tell you what, it's a time today that you and I find grace in the eyes of God. We might say, well, I can't do it because I'm in the flesh. My friend, if we're in the flesh, we're not a child of the King, because God says that for us to be pure, he says for us to be holy, he said for us to be dedicated, he said for us to live a holy and a dedicated life before him, just as we read there a while ago in Matthew, praise God, in 5, let me see if I can find it, 5 and verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I tell you what he's saying, that we've got to have that pure heart if we want to see God. He's saying that everybody is going to see Jesus. Jesus is going to judge every one of us, but we've got to have that pure heart if we want to look to God, if we want to go into the kingdom of God. We've got to have that pure heart. Let's look into Isaiah 6 and verse 3. It says, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that his the whole earth is full of the glory of God. If we are willing to call upon him, we can find grace in the eyes of God. We can find grace in the eyes of the Lord. If we will cry out to him, as I was saying earlier tonight, my friend, over there in Psalms, I believe it is, I said the poor man cried, and God heard the cry, and he delivered them out of all of the troubles. My friend, God is still tonight. He's still hearing our cries. He hears us whenever we call upon him, and he will answer. He will give us the need that we have the need of. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that I know that I know who that I serve. I'm so thankful tonight that I can call upon the one, hallelujah, that forgive me of my sins, the one, hallelujah, that reached down and took my sins and put them in the sea of forgetfulness to never be remembered against me. I tell you what, whenever the devil brings them up, whenever you think of your sins, the devil's the only one that fished them up before you. But praise God, Jesus, hallelujah, he don't ever fish them up. He's done put them in the sea. He don't ever remember them no more. All we need to do is just look to the offer and the finisher of our faith and say, God, have mercy on me because the devil has brought another thing up. Praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that we are born again. We're washed in his blood and we are holy for he is holy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into a Revelation, a chapter 4 and verse 8. For the and the fourth beast having had each of them six wings among them, about them, and they, hallelujah, I'm going to let my wife read it, praise God.
And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, the Lord is fixing to come back, and they're crying out, holy, holy, unto him. And you know, praise God, the angels are crying out today. I believe they're still crying out, holy, holy, unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I got one more verse here I'm going to let her read, and praise God.
Exodus 6:5. And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant.
Amen. Praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that God, I remember his covenant that he made with man. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, I believe God is fixing to send Jesus down here to get his own out. I believe the time is soon coming. Praise God that we're going to be able to hear him say, well done. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rulers over many. I thank God tonight that God heard their cry that come up before him. And my friend, he hears our cries when they come up before him. And I thank God tonight, hallelujah, that God is still God. He's still on the throne. He still hears our cry, hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God tonight, hallelujah. I want to get this other caller in here, 770. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Brother John, we're glad you called in there. Let me get Brother Green on there and obey the Lord, then we'll get you right on there.
All right.
Brother Green?
Yeah, Brother Yearwood. Hey.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Well, I don't have a lot on my mind tonight, but I thank God that he saved me. And, you know, when he saved me, he called me out of darkness and he set me apart for his work. You know,
amen.
That's part of being holy tonight is God is a holy God, and he wants a holy people. And
amen.
He's great and greatly to be praised. There's no God like Jehovah. Praise God. And, there's a lot of people got a lot of gods, but there's none like Jehovah. Praise God. He's high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. Praise God. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. He sent his son into this world that died for our sin and to make us a people ready for the coming of Christ. And once we've been saved, we have our sins washed away, then we're in right standing with God, and we have everlasting life. We have eternal life. And as long as we abide in him and he abides in us, and we're connected to the vine. And he said he was the vine. He said, my Father, I'm the vine. My Father's the husbandman. And every branch in me that bringeth forth fruit, he purgeth it, and it bringeth forth more fruit. And if one don't abide in him, he said, the branch is withered and is broken off and cast into the fire. But I don't want to be one of them that lose out with God, but I want to be one of them that holds on and keeps on living for God and keeps on abiding in Christ and abiding in the vine. If I'm abiding in the vine, then I'm a drawing from the vine, praise God. But if I get separated from that vine, then I'd be unholy. And, you know, like Jesus went to the fig tree one day looking for fruit on that fig tree. And you know, there was no fruit on that tree, but I want to be a tree that's bringing forth fruit, and I want my fruit to remain. You know, we're saved by grace through faith, and the Bible said that not of ourselves, but it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So God is working in us both the will and the do of his good pleasure. And we're in this world, but we're not of the world. We're set apart. We're sanctified. And we're set apart for the work of God.
Amen.
We're a city whose builder and maker is God. And we've been separated from the world. We're in it, but we're not of it. Praise God. And
amen.
He said, if you were of the world would love his own. But he said, you're not of the world. And he said, they hated me, and they're going to hate you. You know, there's a lot of people don't like you because you're a Christian, because you named the name of Christ. I was thinking today, all
Amen.
Over the world, there's Christians being persecuted just because they're a Christian, just because that they
Yeah.
say that Jesus Christ is their personal Savior. And that's enough for the world to hate them.
Amen.
I tell you, we're living in perilous times, and we'd better live right, because he's looking for a holy people. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. And you know, he said that in the Old Testament, but he
yes.
also said it in the New Testament. So we know that there's a part that you and I, the church, has to adhere to. There's something we have to do. It's not all just God that makes us holy. If we abide in him, we'll stay holy. But there's things we got to lay aside. The Bible said to lay aside every sin and the weight that does so easily beset us, and run with patience the race set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We begun a good, you know, started on a road that leads somewhere, and it's headed to heaven. But I tell you, if you get off that road, you don't, there's another place you may end up in, and you don't want to go there. Praise God. There's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And somebody said, no, they ain't going to be no gnashing of teeth. Well, I believe the Bible is right and somebody's wrong.
Amen.
You know, I was a-thinking, Brother Yearwood, I was a-thinking, you know, we heard on the news that there was a man under a bridge somewhere, I think in Florida. And there was another man, I'm sure the man was demon-possessed, and he attacked that homeless man and was biting him and eating his flesh and trying to eat his flesh off of his body. And, you know, that's
yeah.
gnashing of teeth, the way I see it. You know, when people bite on one another, you know, I heard another preacher say that he went through an old sane asylum or whatever they call that, you know, where they lock the people up because they get deranged and they can't think right. And they had a man. They took him through there, and he was a Pentecostal preacher, and he wanted to go in. They wouldn't let him in. Finally, they said, okay, after he fasted several days, he went back, and they said, all right, we'll take you through. And they took him through that place, and he told the name of it, which I don't know what it is today because I forgot it, but he was telling about a man. They had him strapped down. They had his arms strapped. They had to feed the man and everything. They couldn't let him loose because he would eat his own flesh. He would bite on his arms and hands and fingers. And he was out of his mind. He had no doubt he had devils is what he had. You know, there's devils that gets a hold on people if we don't live right. I was thinking about my son, one of my boys. He was having trouble with devils tormenting him. He called me and my wife, and he said, Dad, I want you to come. Pray over my house. He said, I'm hearing all kind of stuff, people walking in the house and everything, things tapping again the windows. And me and my wife went out there, and as soon as I went in that house and went in the bedroom, I looked over his bed, and he had some kind of a big old picture of a thing on the wall there, and it was some kind of demonic thing. Had a big old dragon-looking thing on it, and I forget what all was on there, but as soon as I seen it, I said, there's your problem right there. That's a lot of the problem right there. It's bringing these spirits in this house, and had him scared about out of his mind. But we prayed, and he took that thing down immediately. As soon as I told him, that's the first thing that I was drawn to in that house. And he took that down, and we prayed. He never had no more trouble with it. And there's a lot of things that people are putting in their house, that they're bringing into their house. And, you know, if you're a Christian, you don't want to bring stuff into your house that represents a false god or represents some kind of religion that's not of God, because God is a jealous God, and he'll get your attention. He can turn the devil, allow the devil back off, and allow the devil to attack you and torment your mind. And see, God is bound by his word. He wants people to be holy. He commanded them to be holy. He commanded them to separate from the world, to come out from amongst the world, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. He said, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Praise God. And that's in 2 Corinthians. You probably already preached that tonight. I don't know, or somebody will. But I'll tell you, Jesus is looking for a holy people. God is looking
yes,
for a holy
amen.
People. We cannot abide in Christ if we have sin in our life. And the wages of sin is death. So we have to get sin out of the way. We have to get our heart right and keep it right. I won't say too much tonight, Brother Yearwood, but I tell you, I believe in holiness, which you've probably preached already about how that we'll be holy as he is holy. And we are holy as long as we abide in him. But I tell you, in him is no sin, and we can't be sinning every day, more or less, like some say we do. But I tell you, we don't sin every day. Christians are not sinners. Christians are saints. Christians
amen.
Have been saved, and they've been washed, and they've been clean. And I'll turn it, you want to say something? I guess Joanna's got something to read here or something, Brother Yearwood. That be all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here she is.
Praise the Lord. Is the phone that's not cutting out, is it, Brother Yearwood?
No, you're sounding good.
Praise God. I was thinking about Proverbs 14 and 12. Talks about there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So there's a true way that, you know, there's a counterfeit for everything. There's a counterfeit for money, and, you know, we've got real money, and God we trust, it says on it, and you can hold it up to a light, and you can see that little strip they put in there to see if it's the real $20 bill or the real $100 bill or whatever currency money that it might be. And, you know, there's a real people in God. There's true people still left. I know Elijah thought he was the only one, and he went into the cave when Jezebel was after him, and the prophets of that had bowed their knee to Baal was after Elijah, and he wanted to die. And I remember the Lord had told him to look, go into the mountain and to look, and said it wasn't in the wind, and the Lord wasn't in the wind, and said look in the again, and it was an earthquake, and it wasn't in the earthquake, the Lord wasn't there, and in the fire, the Lord wasn't there. We've got wars and rumors of war, and you know the end is not yet, the Bible says, and said, but when they persecute you for my name's sake, then is the beginning of the end. And you know, I want to tell you that we must put on the whole armor of God. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand there. For having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword of God. And you know, that's what we got to do, we can't wear someone else's garment, we can't wear someone else's armor. David done tried that. Saul gave him his armor to go out and fight Goliath, but David had to have his own armor, and that's what we have to do. Day of salvation, and you got to get it for yourself. And it, just because your mommy or your daddy or your grandma or grandpa, they might have been a certain way, you can't go in hanging on their skirt tail or their coat tail or whatever. You got to get it for yourself. And you know, I thought about it in Revelations when he was talking about to the seven churches. He told them to be overcomers. And how are we overcomers? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And in chapter 3, verse 7, and the angel, and to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write these things, saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not. He's talking about, he knows that there's going to be some that say they're Jews. They're going to cry out, Lord, Lord, haven't we done these things in your name? Haven't we prophesied? Haven't we done many great works? And he's going to tell them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And so people think that they're doing a godly thing, but they're not doing it. But he said he knows them that are true and has kept his word and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep them from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make him a pillar in the temple of God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon the name of my God, and the name of the holy city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And he that hath an ear, let him hear with what God is saying. That means an understanding, praise the Lord, and is to take this. And John the Revelator was to take the little book in chapter 10 of Revelation. He was to eat it up. And, you know, he said in his mouth it was sweet as honey, but in his belly it was bitter. And that's because when we read this gospel to those that are Christians, it is sweet, it is life to us. It is alive. It's not just a dead letter to us. It's with mingled with the Spirit. Praise God. And, you know, they're trying to pluck the beard of Jesus even today. And they're taking out this word and taking out that word. And they're just marring up the flesh of Jesus again. They're crucifying him afresh. And I praise the Lord. I thank you, Brother Yearwood, for giving me the time. You know, there's a true way. He said,
Amen.
Remember when they hate you, remember they hated me first. Jesus was talking. So the world will hate us. One of the scribes wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds have nests. But the Son of God had not where to lay his head. And, you know, I believe that man didn't follow Jesus because it seemed like it was going to be a hard way, but it's the best way I ever found, and I'll never trade 1 minute of serving God. It's a wonderful life, and we must be separate. I'm so glad he called me out of darkness into his marvelous
light.
Praise the Lord. We are in that marvelous light. We're with Jesus. And, you know, the Bible says that the darkness can't comprehend the light. And praise God, we've got that ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. And we understood, and we go toward that light, and that's Jesus. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Appreciate that there, sister. Appreciate you too, Brother Green, and brought wonderful word of God. So, Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
All right. I appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate the opportunity tonight and to speak for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are speaking on tonight about be ye holy, for I am holy. God began to deal with me, and I know from some of you other ministers already brought this out tonight. But you know, in under the law in Leviticus, God began to speak about what could be eaten and what could be partaken of, and what could not be partaken of. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44, he began to tell them, amen, that which was clean and that which was unclean, that which was, there was a difference. The Bible says in verse 44 of Leviticus chapter 11, he says, for I am the Lord your God. Tonight, that's a proclamation to each and every one of you that are listening tonight that he is the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Tonight, amen, he needs to know that there is a separation, there is a place. Amen, he said, you shall therefore sanctify yourselves. In other words, you set apart, amen, to a place of holiness. Set apart to a place of cleanliness. Set apart, and I'm talking about the cleanliness through the Word of God, cleanliness through the Spirit of God. And the Bible says, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. In other words, you are set apart. You're sacred. You're consecrated unto him. You've been set apart. It says, come ye out, be separate, and test not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. It's a time, amen, where he's talking about touching unclean things and unholy things and things that are of the world, things that are of our flesh. And then he talks about, he said, that we would, ye shall be holy. This was a commandment. This was a thing that we were to be. This was a characteristic that was completely our lifestyle. Just as Brother and Sister Green and Brother Yearwood's already brought on, I know some of the other speakers have already spoken, that this is the way of life. It's not a way
Amen.
Of life, it is the only way of life. Hallelujah. It's the only thing is to be holy. It's a holy life. As it gives his Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, neither shall ye defile yourselves with any man of creeping things that creepeth upon the earth, for I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. The very reason that God brought us out of Egypt, or what represents the world, not that nation necessarily. This was a time, amen, that the children of Israel, the children of Israel grew up, and they come to a time, amen, the taskmaster became hard. They saw, amen, and a new Pharaoh rose up. They did not know Joseph, did not know what Joseph and what they had done in the time of the famine, amen, how the counsel of God and how, amen, Joseph and his gift had brought before, how they had walked separately, amen. And hallelujah, and they come and they begin to see the blessings of the children of Israel. They begin to see those, and they begin to put them under the hard taskmaster, amen. And, amen, and they begin to cause them to serve in bitter bondage, amen, and rigor, amen, to build them because they didn't know who they were. But tonight there's a holy people. There's a holy God tonight, church. And you need to know tonight, amen, that he said, I brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. That was the very reason. I brought you up out of the world. I brought you out of the uncleanliness. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about the things of the world. That's what it represented. I'm not talking about being brought out of a nation. Amen. There are believers in every nation of this world. Amen. I thank God for that. There are those all over the world listening. There are holy people that are giving their lives to a holy God. And this is what we are instructed to be. And the Bible says, He said, I brought you out of Egypt to be your God. Ye there shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. In other words, you'll be set apart. You'll be sacred. You'll be consecrated unto me. Amen. And unto the one, as Brother Green said, there's only one God. Amen. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And the
Amen.
Bible says in verse 46, this is the law of the beast and of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the waters and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth to make a difference. Church tonight, holiness will make a difference. Amen. The holiness is separated, consecrated under the Lord Jesus Christ will make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. There are things, amen, that we can partake in our life tonight, but the only things that we can partake in our life is that which is holy, that which is set apart. That which is unclean, that which is unholy, is not to be a part of our life. Amen. Cannot be. It defiles a man, according to the scriptures. You know, the Bible speaks of in Exodus chapter 3, talks about a man by the name of Moses who lived in the Pharaoh's house, who knew the great glory and the living in the Pharaoh's house. Had everything, amen, but he decided, amen, he chose to go to a holy God. He chose, amen, in this time, amen, as he had run, amen, and God had chosen him, amen, to be a vessel that would bring his people out of Egypt, bring his people out of bondage, bring his people out of unholiness. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, it talks about that Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father in law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock on the back side of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even the Horeb. Amen. Tonight, you need to know that even if you're on the backside of a desert, you can come to a holy God. He's right there in the midst. Even when you're on the backside of life, even when you're on the backside of nowhere, tonight there's a holy God that reaches out in the midst of the backside. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to know tonight that as he led the flock unto the mountain of God, the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. He saw the angel of the Lord appear out of a flame, amen, in the midst of a bush. But the thing about it is, this bush was not consumed in the midst of the flame, in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the presence of the angel. The Bible says that the angel of the Lord encamped round about those that fear him and love him and delivereth them. Amen. And the Bible says, and Moses said, verse 3, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. Church, tonight, we need to turn aside and see the holiness of God, even in the midst of the desert, even in the midst
Amen.
Of the wilderness. Tonight, it's a time for these people that are listening to the sound of these ministers and pastors and preachers and evangelists and apostles and prophets to turn aside and see the great sight of the works of the holy God. Hallelujah. And to come to his holiness. And the Bible says, and when the Lord saw, hallelujah, that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the bush, midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. You need to know tonight that there's
Man.
A holy God. When he sees you turning aside to see him, when he sees you to turn aside and to seek him, he's calling to your name. He's calling you out to a separated place. He's calling you out to a place of holiness tonight, church. And he said in verse 5, go not here. It said, in other words, he said, don't come any closer. You're already in holy ground. You're not to come any closer. You're already in the presence of holiness. Church, some of you think you got to go here or go there. You need to know tonight
tonight. You don't have to come in, Father, but to come in the presence of the Holy God tonight, in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be in that place of holiness. You'll be on that holy ground. And the Bible said, hallelujah, he said, here am I. And he said, there not now either, but put off thy shoes from off my feet. Hallelujah. For the place where thou standest is holy ground. You need to know tonight, amen, that some of you have been on the backside of your wilderness. Some of you have been in places of desolation. But when you've been walking around in desolate places, God says, I'll tell you what you need to do. Just take off your shoes because you're already on holy ground. When God, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaks to you, wherever you're at, you're already walking on holy ground and you need to take those shoes off. Hallelujah. And get that dust of the earth, the dust of those that rejected you, the dust of those that didn't receive you, and shame and leave those shoes on the outer perimeter and walk in the amen, because he said, I will give you wherever you walk. And tonight, amen, the Bible says,
amen.
And the Bible says, he said, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Moses began to look upon God, but you know what? He was afraid. He hid his face because of fear in man of looking upon the face of God. But God had chosen, church, tonight. You need to know something. When Jesus said in John chapter 14, he said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. When you see the Word of God in the face of God, this is the Facebook, amen. This is the original Facebook. When we talk face-to-face with God tonight, amen, and every time the Lord Jesus Christ and every time the Word of God and every time the Spirit of God is speaking, that's your Facebook, church. And you need to know as you face-to-face with God, you are in a place of holiness. Hallelujah. And he began to tell me, he said, I'm the God of your father. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Jacob. I am the God of those that are alive. I am the God, amen. And if I am their God, he said, hallelujah. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of the taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. He was a man of sorrows. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, he was acquainted with grief. God the Father saw the sorrows of his people. He said, my people. There are people all over this world. His people, God's people, are a holy people, set apart, separated, all over this world, all over this globe right now. That's the ones I'm speaking to right now. Every one of you has an opportunity to choose, hallelujah, the holiness. Every one of you tonight has an opportunity to choose life. Every one of you has an opportunity right now to let a holy God speak out of a bush that's on fire but not being consumed. Amen, John, amen, with a voice crying in the wilderness. He said, make your path straight. Hallelujah. We find, amen, that as we make your path straight, hallelujah, we know, amen, that God will move in the midst, amen, and as we prepare the way of the Lord, amen, in our life, amen, we find a way of holiness. It's a highway of holiness, and nothing unclean shall be there. No wayfaring man, no lion shall be there, amen, and you need to know it's the King's highway, hallelujah, and we find, amen, hallelujah, he said, and I've come down, amen, to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. The very reason that God, amen, come down and spoke out of the bush was to deliver them out of the hand of the world, to deliver them out of the hand of your bondage. I'm talking about a God that left a holy throne and made a bush his throne. The Bible says the earth is his footstool. That bush was a part of that footstool. But when God's presence comes down, amen, he was in the midst. He said, I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out up out of the land into a good land and a land into a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. He said, now therefore behold the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. He said, come now therefore, talking to Moses, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Egypt, Moses wanted to know, who should he say sent him? He said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? Who am I that a king would die for tonight? Who are you tonight, amen? You're a child of holiness. You're a child of cleanliness. When you come receive the word of God, when you come receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, when you receive, amen, amen, and looking unto the Father, no man comes unto the Father, no man comes unto Jehovah God, Yahweh God, except through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is that way of holiness. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is holiness. Amen. Incarnate. And he said, certainly I will be with thee in verse 12, and this shall be a token of thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Here's the token that I've just done this. He said, when you come back out of Egypt, when you come back, you'll come right back to this place of holiness. Church, you need to know tonight, some of you have come, some of you have been sent, some of you have been sent to the Pharaohs of the world, some of you, amen, by a holy God gave you a holy calling, a holy convocation, a holy vocation. And the Bible says, amen, he come, he said, this is the sign for you that you'll come right back to my holiness. You'll come right back and serve me where I first called you. Abide in the calling where we've been called. When Moses was called there in the backside of a desert, amen, God said you would come and you would serve me where I've called you from. I've called you a place of holiness. You need to know tonight, church, that you're walking on holy ground. It's time for everyone, underneath the sound of my voice, to draw not hither. You're already walking on holy ground, but to take off your shoes, amen. Take off the things of the world. Take off the unclean things. Shake the dust, amen, of the world from your
amen.
Life tonight, church. And he said, and the Moses said unto God, behold, here I come unto the to the children of Israel, and say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God moreover said unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Church, tonight, the I am is calling you. The I am the God that is holy. I am the door. I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the Son of God. I am the Son of Man. I am the Holy God. I am. Tonight, church, he's calling you. He's calling you out of the bush. He's calling you out of the backside of the desert. He's calling you from a throne room, wherever he's calling you from. Tonight, it's time for you to pick up. Amen. There are new phones coming out. One of the companies, I guess, introduced a new phone today. But I'm talking about the old calling tonight. I'm talking about something better than 5G, 4G. I don't care how many G's you got tonight, but there's one G you need to have, and that's the God, the Holy God, and he's calling you tonight. Amen? And he's got 3 minutes, and there's no roaming, church. It's time for the church to quit roaming. It's time, amen, for that free calling, amen, unlimited text and unlimited minutes to talk to a holy God tonight. Hallelujah, because he's calling you into a place of holiness. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. He's done a wonderful job there. So I want to ask Tim if he's got a song to sing. Aaron, let him sing a song. Then we'll come back with some more word.
Evolution's taught by man. They took prayer out of school and violence filled our land. They ordered the Ten Commandments removed from her side. That one question I'd like to ask you, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm serving Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm strange, living the way I do. Different from this world, out of step, oh, how to roll. Call me crazy or insane, and tell me I'm not right. But one question I'd like to ask you, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. The way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm serving Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right?
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate that wonderful song. You know, what's wrong with living right? You know, that's what a good question is. So I think we might have some prayer requests here that we need make known and pray over them and take them before the Lord. So. Has anyone else got any prayer requests before we get started with ours? Praise
the Lord. Yeah, Brother Earwood, we need to pray for Steve Mann and his, I don't know, his girlfriend. They were in a traffic, he works with me up to work, and there was a person that ran into them on the motorcycle Sunday evening about 7 p.m., and they had to life flight him from Griffin, Georgia, to Atlanta Hospital, Atlanta Medical, and Steve has gotten out of the hospital and been released, but his girlfriend has just about every bone in her face has been broken, all her teeth have been knocked out, she's been bleeding, she's in intensive care in Atlanta Medical, so I don't know what her name is, but we just need to remember her lifting up, and just ask the Lord to touch me tonight. I don't know if I've got a kidney stone or what, but today I'm really been hurting this afternoon while I was at work, and I don't know if sprained my back or it's a kidney stone, but it's pretty painful right now.
Okay, we remember them prayer requests. Brother Green, do you and Sister Green have any prayer requests?
Yeah, Brother Yearwood. I felt burdened all day today. There's supposed to be protesters in our capital of the United States, and tomorrow's 9/11, and, you know, I don't fear what's going to happen because I know that my Lord is going to protect us Christians in Psalms 91, but them that are going, you know, right or wrong, I don't know if they're right or wrong, the biker people. I was just reading now there's about 800,000 on the road going to Washington, D.C. I heard there was going to be end up a couple million going. And at the same time, there's going to be, I'll just say it, the Muslim are going also to, I guess they got their permit to do protesting in Washington, D.C. And all this that's going on over in Syria, our boys and girls, my son-in-law's brother, they tried to talk him out of it. Today he actually enlisted in the U.S. Army, and the family's really sad over this. So his name's Joseph Gilbert, so keep him in much prayer. I don't know why that he felt to go into this, and just really pray for all the soldiers and the U.S. military and all them that are and their families and all the biker folks, you know, right or wrong, I don't know, but just pray that this, you know, they're saying it all over the news that could be a third world war, and if that happens, you know, we don't know if they're going to shut down airways and whether we can't probably reach out by computer, radio or television, or no way, you know, if they shut all that down. So you never know. We've got to live today like it might be our last day able to reach the world. And I'm living it. I haven't done nothing today to make my Lord ashamed. I haven't said nothing today. I haven't watched nothing today. I haven't listened to nothing today that would make my Lord ashamed. This is a holy God. It's a holy way. And if you know his judgment starts first at the house of God, where's the righteous, the sinner and the ungodly going to appear if he starts judging first in the house of God? And you know, I want to make it right, Brother Yearwood. I want to keep it right. And that's my prayer request.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So remember that. So we'll go ahead and make the announcements and the prayer requests here. Then we'll go and pray then.
Reaching the World for Christ, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood presents two-day City Revival Holy Ghost Street Service, September 27th and 28th, 2013, Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m. Location is between the Madisonville Courthouse and the Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. We'll have guest preachers and singers both nights. Come out and bring your lawn chairs and worship with us. And I want you all to remember us tonight in prayer. We just got a phone call during this broadcast saying that they wanted us to take the two little boys that we had last week. And I told them there wasn't no way that we could do it tonight. And they said they had to have somebody tonight because the foster mother is in the hospital. So I just want you guys to remember us tonight and remember those two little boys tonight. And remember the lady that is in the hospital. Her name is Denicia. So remember Denicia. And pray for our little grandbaby, great-grandbaby that was born last week. It was born where it couldn't breathe. It couldn't breathe on its own. And it had other little problems, but I thank God that he touched it, and she's doing much better. So I just thank God for that. And just remember Stephanie and Betty and Geneva tonight, Kay Hurd, Fred Brennan, and Keith Green have cancer. Keith also needs salvation. Let's remember my niece Brenda. She's went in for some surgery this week. Excuse me, and is on dialysis. So just pray for that family. And pray for all of our church family and our new pastor and his wife. They're doing a great job at the church. So there's been people saved and people touched and healed and everything. So just remember all of them. And Steve Mann and his girlfriend, like Brother John said, really need prayer. And let's remember Brother John tonight. Let's lift him up to God tonight. Let's all just go to the Lord in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord
God,
Jesus, we come in agreement right now,
you,
Father. On each one of these prayer requests, Father. Lord God, we just make up the head right now, Lord. We lift Brother John and all these other
godly
requests.
Father,
we pray God's deliverance.
We pray right now, Lord.
Hear
now.
The
Timothy and chapter 1. We're going to read a little bit there by God's help and speak just a few minutes there. And Brother Green, you and Sister Green might want to look around and find you something else there too here in a minute.
So, okay, we're going to read from 2 Timothy 1, starting with verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For
amen.
God
praise
hath
Lord.
Not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Excuse me just a second. Praise the Lord. I want us to thank you just for a few minutes. Verse 6, it said, wherefore I put be in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. You know, that's what Paul is saying there, stir up the gifts within. You know, today I believe a lot of us need to have the gift of God stirred up in our lives, that we be able to minister the word as it comes forth, as the Spirit of God speaks to us. We need to have the word to be boiling up into us out of everlasting life. Just like it says over there, there shall be rivers of living water springing up out of our inner being, out of our stomach. How the word of God shall be stirred up. If we got the word stirred up in us, then we can bring forth this word no effect, I mean, no shame. I pray God to tell you, too many people today are they ashamed to preach the word just like it says it. They want to try to find another way, but the word of God says there's no private interpretation. I believe the word, what it says, I believe it means just exactly what it said. I believe it means whatever it tells us, that we can stand on it. We can take this word to the bank and cash it. I believe it'll be good, praise God. I believe whenever the word tells us right here in verse 7, it says, for God have not give us the spirit of fear, but of prayer, power and love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. I believe God has done that. I believe he's given us the power that we can stir up the gifts within people. I believe if people will receive what thus saith God, whenever a man of God or a woman of God lay their hands on somebody, how they can stir up the gifts within, and we can see the power of the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost work through them then. How we can see people to be shaken. I was watching last night on a service that brother Praise God. I can't even think of his name. How was it doing? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Kenneth Hagin. He was talking about whatever the Word of God said. He believed it, and it said just like it said it. He believed that it meant just like he said it. And I believe, my friend, whatever the Word says, God meant it. And he said by laying on hands, I would stir up the gifts within. I believe today that they, hallelujah, a lot of us, glory, hallelujah. I need to go forth with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, capping on people and letting them receive what thus saith God. People need something stirred up in them that they can minister to this world, that they can tell the world that Jesus died for them, that he, you know, hallelujah, glory to God, that he give them a life. Praise God, in him is the life of all men, and without him there's no life. Without him we can do nothing, but through him we can do all things, through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. I believe tonight, praise God, that a child of the King have the power and the presence of God to spring forth, to go forth to delivering the message, hallelujah, that's been delivered right here tonight. I believe God is sending people forth because he said in the 16th chapter of Mark, he said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. My friend, I'm telling you tonight, we better believe what does saith God if we want to make heaven our home. If we don't, then we are in trouble. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wholeness needs to be clean. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's going to take means. Wholeness means to be clean. It's going to take people having a clean life, having a clean spirit, not having a defiled spirit. Because they got a defiled spirit, they're not clean, and they're lacking something. Praise God, I'm thankful tonight that we can have the love of God in our lives, that we can go forth ministering this word to the world. Hallelujah. And look into verse 8 there. It says, be not therefore ashamed of this testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of this gospel. Hallelujah. He tells us in one place, if we be ashamed of this gospel, he'll be ashamed of us before the Father and before his angels. Hallelujah. I don't want him ashamed of me. I want him to be able to confess me before his Father and before his angels. I want to know, praise God, like I read there earlier in Matthew 5. And let's see here, praise God. Matthew 5 and 8, it said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. I want to have the blessings of God upon me. I want to have that pure heart. I praise God that I'm not ashamed of this powerful word. I'm not ashamed of this gospel, because if I'd be ashamed of it, he said he'd be ashamed of me. I don't want him ashamed of me. I want to hear him say, well done, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rulers over many things. I tell you what, it's going to take people getting something stirred up inside of them. It's going to take somebody getting something stirred up. I tell you what, that's what the Word is telling us. It says, who have saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which were given us in Christ Jesus before the foundation, before the world began. Hallelujah. Before the world began, he gave us something. Hallelujah. And tonight, my friend, I want you to think about what do you have? What does God give you? He's given you something tonight. I tell you what, just like Brother John was talking about Moses, I was studying today and meditating. I was thinking, and I'm proud that Brother John brought it out like he did, because that's the way that I was seeing it too. God spoke to Moses, and he told Moses, he said, turn aside and look. And Moses turned aside to see what was going on. I praise God, I'm telling you tonight, we need to turn aside. We need to look and see what's burning on the other side. God has given us something. Hallelujah. We need to fire stirred up. We need to fire like Jeremiah said. Shut up in our bones. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we get the fire shut up. Then we can go forth doing something for God. Glorifying God. It's going to take people getting something stirred up in our lives. Hallelujah. Then we'll see the world. I see some of them change. I know we won't change the whole world, but we can change as many as God let us change. I tell you what, God took 12 and he changed the world. He turned it upside down. And I believe he can do the same thing today if people will take this word and not be ashamed, but preach what thus saith God. Hallelujah. I don't care. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm thankful tonight that I have a Savior. Praise God, that I'm not ashamed of. I've got a Savior. Hallelujah. That gave his life on the cross that I could have it. That I can look to him, the author and the finisher of my faith. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I tell you, without we have the Spirit of God in our life, we're in trouble. It's going to take the love of God to turn things around. It's going to take the love of God that we can have peace and have it all understanding. Hallelujah. I praise God tonight for this. I praise God tonight for this broadcast. Hallelujah. I know that God has done this in a strange way tonight, but God is getting the glory for it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I thank God. Brother Green, you got anything you want to say? Sister Green, praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'll read a little something here, Brother Earwood, but I won't say much. I think Sister Green's got something also. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh,
Amen.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Amen.
We are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, He is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You know, I was thinking, Brother Earwood, I won't say too much, but I was thinking tonight, a lot of people go to the house of God and they look and they don't see sometimes things aren't happening the way they think they should happen. And they're not
Amen.
Seeing a lot of times the miracles and things like that. So they assume that God is not in the house. But I tell you, God's a holy God, and he's He's back in his word, and he said, if two or three are gathered in my name, he said, there am I in the midst of them. And I tell you, like you said earlier, God, he's going to perform his word, praise God. If it ain't happening in, you know, you may go to the house of God 100 times, or you may go 300 times, you don't see nothing happening, but I guarantee you there's things happening.
Amen.
Guarantee you God is in his house, because he made us a promise that he would be there. And you know, sometimes people get discouraged, and they say, why do I want to go to the house of God, and why do I want to keep coming back, and why do I want to pay my tithes, and why do I want to give an offering, and it seems like that I'm an unprofitable servant. Seems like I'm wasting my time. But I want to tell you out there tonight, you're not wasting your time. And you're not wasting your time. You're not wasting your money. And you're not wasting anything that you give to God. Whatever you give to God, God is going to, he's going to bless you. And one day after a while,
man,
we're going to, the race is going to be finished, and we're going to step on into glory, and we're going to find out how great God is. We can't, we just see through a glass darkly right now. We're just looking in, just partially seeing the things of God. The Bible said, thou hast not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. But he has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. You know, the Spirit of God has revealed things unto us through
Amen.
The word of God. We can see that the streets are pure gold, and there's going to be a river of life, and there's going to be a tree of life, and there's going to be a temple there, praise God, in heaven. There's going to be a city coming down from God out of heaven there. Praise God. There's many things the Bible tells us about, but still yet we can't see. Still yet we're just looking through a glass darkly. Praise God. But the Bible said then face to face, one day we're going to see him. One day it'll be worth it all, one day after a while. And I tell you, we need to stir up them gifts you was talking about. Praise God.
Man.
Because I tell you, if we don't get around the preaching of the Word of God, we don't get into God's house, we'll get slack on what we need to do for God. But I was just thinking tonight, I was glad you brought it out earlier in the broadcast, how the Bible said if we don't have the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ, we're none of his. But
Amen.
I tell you, we're his if we've been born again. If we've been washed in the blood, we give our heart to God. We belong to him, and the flesh is not controlling us anymore. The flesh
Amen.
Is taking the back seat, praise God. And he's not in the driver's seat no more, praise God. But the Spirit of God is in the driver's seat. God is working on the inside of our hearts because we give our heart to him. And we're a separated people and sanctified by the blood. We're purified
Amen.
By faith. We've been delivered from darkness. We've been translated. Oh, glory to God. We've been set apart for the work of God. And we're workers together with God. And we're taking up the cross and following Christ. And praise God, it's just good to be a Christian.
Amen.
You know, you may follow the Lord and you might not see things happening, but I guarantee you these things are happening. I guarantee
Amen.
You these people being raised from the dead. There's probably somebody somewhere in the world right now being raised from the dead. Praise
Amen.
God. There's probably somebody being healed of blindness. And there's probably a deaf ear being opened somewhere. People are praying. And I tell you, God is moving. And I believe he's going to raise up a standard in these last days. Because it looks like the pressure's being turned up. It looks like that the world is coming against the Christians this day and age. And it looks like we're living in perilous times. And it looks like the enemy's come in like a flood. But I'm so glad for the Spirit of God. And I'm so glad that I'm saved and I'm washed and I'm clean tonight. And I'm delivered
Amen.
Out of that darkness that I was once in when I was out there living in sin. The old man was a living and having a good time, but the old man is dead tonight, praise God. He don't reign.
no more in my house. And you know, that old man was the spirit of the devil that was in each one of us. That was taking us out of the way. But thank God we've come back home. Praise God. If you're a backslider, you need to come back home. Turn it over to Joanna here. You got something
okay,
to read,
go
Joanna.
Ahead.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise the Lord. Brother Yearwood, I was thinking about Cornelius and how Peter went to Cornelius' house. And when Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. And I was thinking about that word Holy Ghost, how it's holy. And you know, a lot of times in the Bible when they say, it mentions people gave up the ghost, it's talking about the spirit of man. But this is talking about the Holy Ghost. And it's
Amen.
God. Praise the Lord. And you know, like you were saying, Brother Yearwood, you got to be clean in order for the Holy Ghost to dwell in your temple, which is you and I, and that you must be clean. And how the Bible says to offer your body a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So that's what he
Amen.
Tells us to do, is to be clean. And you know, Peter, he saw that vision up on that housetop, on that roof, and he told the Lord that it was common, and the Lord said not to call common what he has cleaned. So once we come in, praise God, he made a way through Jesus that we could be clean. So once we get washed in the blood of Jesus, it goes further than salvation. It does not stop there. So it's not once saved, always saved. That's a false doctrine.
Amen.
And that you got to do, you got to keep the house clean, and there's a price to pay, even though Jesus said it's finished at the cross. He done his part. Now we got to do our part, and our part is keeping the temple clean and holy. Praise God. In Acts chapter 2, it talks about, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all filled one accord in one place. They were, praise the Lord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And you know, Jesus told them that I must go away exceedingly for you, for your sake, he said, that I can, when I go away, I'll pray the Father that he'll send another comforter. He said, the works that I do, ye may do also. Even greater works shall ye do. So we can
Amen.
Do the dead. We can cause blind eyes to see. And you know, not that it's us, but it's to God. It's greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And if he's in you, then greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you know, you could do the works that Jesus done, even greater, he said, with the power of the Holy Ghost, the gifts that Brother Yearwood's talking about, stirring up the gifts within you. The Bible said, stir them up and use them. Praise the Lord. I saw a vision one night in church. I saw people holding presents in their laps, just like a natural present, like a Christmas gift. They had pretty bows wrapped around them, and they were dressed, wrapped real pretty, and people were just sitting there holding them, and they weren't allowed to give them out, but they wanted to. I saw their faces, how they wanted to give them away. And how many know that the Bible says it's better to give than it is to receive? And a lot
Amen.
Of people sitting with gifts, and the Lord said to stir them up. Praise God that you'll be able to give them out, because you know it helps somebody if you don't know their circumstance. That's why I don't like to go to church early. I don't like to go and listen to everybody's problems and see what all is going on, because when the Lord uses me, I want it to be from God and not from my own heart. But you know,
Amen.
I love the Lord and I depend on him, and you know, I put out fleeces before I go to somebody with something I feel like the Lord's dealing with me to tell them. And it might be, Lord, let them sing that song again, or let them sing another chorus of that, and I'll go, and I'll know it's you. And you know, the Lord always shows up. If the song ends, I know that it wasn't for me to go, that it might have been something that I wanted good for that person to happen. You know, you got to try the spirits and see. And if it's going to make a fool out of you or make you look silly, you got to be careful, because the devil will try to speak to you also and make a fool of you,
Man.
Make you look goofy. One time a spirit had talked to my mom, and she was up in a congregational singing, and she was up in the pulpit singing with the ladies, and a spirit came over and said, you want the Holy Ghost? Said, you go barking like a dog down the aisle. And my mom stood there a minute and said, what? To herself, and she kept on singing. And then she got with my aunt after church. My mom didn't do it, but got with my aunt, which is really knowledgeable in the Word of God, and said, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He wouldn't make a fool of you. That would have looked silly, my mama in her dress, going down on her hands and knees, going down the aisle of a church, barking like a dog. You know, the dog returns to his vomit, and God wouldn't want you to look like no dog. So you really have to be careful and listen to the right voice. He said, my sheep know my voice and the stranger that will not follow. So thank God my mom knew the Word of God enough to not do something silly. So don't you dare go telling somebody to leave their wife or their husband that they belong to somebody else. We heard a bunch of foolishness. But I tell you what, I was talking earlier, there's counterfeit, but there's the real thing. And we have had many dreams and visions and been used in the gifts, and we know for sure that they are truly real. Back to
Amen.
You, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, sister. Wonderful. Brother John? Brother John? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I don't know where Brother John's at, but... anyway, we've got about 5 minutes there, so, you know, I thank God for this broadcast tonight, and I don't know, we need to remember Brother Eddie. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe it was something. I talked to him there yesterday, I believe it was, and he was planning on coming on with us tonight, but something must have happened. We need to remember him, and let's remember this street service. I tell you, I'm excited about this street service. I believe God's going to do some great and mighty works in this street service. So I'm going to let Betty read it to you again.
I just want everybody to come out that can and be a part of this two-day City Revival Holy Ghost Street Services, September the 27th and 28th, 2013, Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m., Location is between the Madisonville Courthouse and the Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. And there'll be guest preachers and special singing every night. Bring your lawn chairs and come out and be a part of it. Looking for signs, wonders, and miracles. Expecting to see souls saved, set free, delivered, and healed in these services.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Okay, praise the Lord. We got another call in there, 765. Okay, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Well, we'll just, I guess he wanted a prayer request, so we'll just remember Brother Kevin there tonight and pray for him and his family, and pray for each and every one that's tuned in here tonight and listened to the broadcast, everyone had a part of it. Like I said, I don't know, Brother John? Praise the Lord. We'll just remember Brother John. We heard his prayer request. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray again and pray for the street service and pray for all the requests that was turned in here earlier. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now, Father. Lord, that you reach down, God. Lord, that you touch each and every one, Father, each and every prayer request tonight. Lord, every listener, God, out there, Father, tonight. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you would touch them. And Father, Lord, if they be one, God, that don't know you as their personal Savior, Father. Lord, if they're just lukewarm, God, we pray, Father. Lord, that you would touch them in the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. Father, that you will stir up the gifts within them. And God, that you will just move, Father. Lord, that you will just heal, Father. Brother Eddie, we don't know what happened to him. God, we know that he was planning on coming on. And Father, we ask you, Lord, that you touch him, God. Lord, just heal, set free. And Father, we give you the praise. Lord, in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Father. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think, you got something. I'll let Tim take us off with a song there tonight. So God bless everybody, and just keep us in your prayer, and just remember us, and pray for them two young boys. I don't know when they're coming over, but God knows all about it. So just keep them in your prayers there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus, got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, I got him on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. When I wake up in the morning and go throughout my day, I just want to praise his name all along the way. He has been so good to me, so faithful and kind. That's why I want the world to know God, Jesus on my mind. Jesus, I got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, I got him on my mind. Jesus, I got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. When Satan tries to hit me with worry and with doubt, I just trust him. He always brings me out. He is always with me and he's always on time. That's why I want the world to know I've got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, got him